To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 17th of February, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on over the past couple of days, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Tower Semiconductor. Well, you folks over there are about to be under the Intel umbrella. Yeah, the Israel chip-making company, seems by all accounts, is going to be acquired by Intel for the tune of $5.4 billion. They actually specialize in RF chips and even CMOS image sensors. But it looks like this is all about the Intel Foundry Service Division to apply its chip-making techniques and manufacturing facilities to actually build chips for other third-party companies. Meaning, once this deal is all on the up and up, the goal will be, of course, for Tower Semiconductor and Intel, and part of that Foundry Service Division, they will actually be integrated together and a fully integrated foundry business. Guess companies are kind of in a buying mood or something, because Spotify thought, well, let's buy Chartable and Podsites. Yes, those two podcast tech companies are now part of Spotify. And of course, Spotify saying this is all because they want to expand its offering to advertisers. Now, this was all laid out in a blog post via Spotify's official website, and they announced the acquisition, saying that Spotify laid out how both companies will expand its ad platform. With Podsites, advertisers will be able to see more detailed data on who actually clicked on an ad. The Chartable acquisition, however, though, seems more geared towards podcast ads about podcasts. Okay. Of course, we all know Spotify's been heavily investing in their podcast division, giving listeners more and more choice. If you thought Samsung was already done with events this month, think again. Set your calendars for February 27th. Yep, that's right. Samsung's next event will take place on that date, right alongside Mobile World Congress. Yes, they'll be hosting another virtual keynote, oh yippee, on Sunday, yes, a Sunday, at 1 p.m. And of course, you'll be able to watch it via the Samsung website or via the company's YouTube channel. Now, we've all seen, at least with Mobile World Congress in the past, Samsung's kind of let some good stuff out of the bag there. It was the main place to announce the latest Galaxy S phones. That kind of all changed in 2020, and me and you, we know why. As for what's expected this year, yeah, we're actually left speechless. They've already announced the Galaxy S22 and, of course, the Tab S8, so it might make the event worth watching. We shall see. And finally, ready to take that flight to the edge of space? Well, Virgin Galactic, yeah, they've now opened up some ticket sales for you. Indeed, it looks like space tourism is a go. Now that Virgin Galactic has announced plans to open up its ticket sales to the general public. How general that'll be, I don't know. But at least now they're giving people the opportunity to completely drain their savings just to see the edge of space. All right, so what are we looking at for tickets here? Well, tickets will be about $450,000. Now let that sink in for a second. However, though, there is some good news. You don't have to pay that all at once. Now they just need $150,000. Then you'll have to pay that $300,000 just before you take off. Got a story? No one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, located at britishtechnetwork.com, of course, is where you can find all the great BTN content. The photo show is there, the Mac show, the big show, and of course, this show as well. Give us a like on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and come by our Slack room and join our BTN community today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on, but until then, hope your Thursday's going great for you, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting this show.